This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Irish Country Living's Entertaining at Home series with the Irish Farmers Journal.
Hi, Nevin.
Hello. Happy January.
Happy New Year. 2022. How are you? How was the Christmas?
Listen, it was a lovely Christmas. You know, as I said, I think last time we were chatting, I said the restaurant was closed and, you know, we had lovely family time and we ate very well. I had the roast goose for Christmas and the buttermilk brine turkey and I had my sisters up and it was lovely. We had a great time. Yeah, it was great.
What about you?
Did Santa come to your house?
Well, Santa came to Cork. So we had discussed it with Santa beforehand that we were going to go down to Cork. So it was all agreed in the letter. So he was very good. So yeah, it was lovely. It was really nice. Hadn't been to Cork in a few years because of pandemics and babies arriving at Christmas. Because we had my daughter is the 28th of December. So we had birthdays.
Jeannie, you had a busy Christmas.
Christmas has become busier since she arrived, all right, but absolutely magical. So January, you take a bit of time off.
Yeah, we're actually closed until the middle of January, and we do this every year. We kind of get the place redecorated, and, you know, bits and pieces done. Staff take their break. We had a lovely time, as I said. We closed at Christmas for a while, so it's nice to have the break. And like January, I know people don't like January, but to me, it's always been holiday time, and it's always been a time that we go away. So yeah, we're really looking forward to the break, and it's lovely to be closed at the minute. So it's good.
Absolutely, because I follow a lot of restaurateurs and chefs and stuff on Instagram and the likes, and I think a lot of chefs are of the opinion to get away in January, so I'm always looking at their Instagram like, oh, I want to be in Lanzarote or whatever. But no, it's great and well deserved because summer is so busy for you guys.
I suppose January is always a bit of a kind of a quieter time. We always find it very busy on the phones because when people get their vouchers, they want to make a booking. Yeah. And so we'll always have somebody in reservations. And unfortunately, their kind of holidays is kind of a little bit kind of like pushed out a little bit until the end of January or maybe whenever they want it throughout the year. That's just the reservations. But we are closed doing a little bit of work. And it's just nice to be, when we do reopen again, that we'll be up and running and we'll have a full house, please.
And refreshed, absolutely.
Refreshed.
Yeah, I get it. People want to book in with their vouchers that they got for Christmas. So this month for our family and friends entertaining, we were conscious that people are, you know, maybe on their healthy eating January, but sometimes, you know, you need a bit of a break at the weekend. So we went with a fake away, or you, what do you like to call it?
Well, I love the idea because you come up with the idea and it's a kind of take away my way. And I mean,
take away my way.
I suppose we spoke about what we were going to do. And we kind of picked two lovely kind of Asian inspired recipes because, you know, you think of Thai food. And I think January going away to Thailand and pad Thai noodles. And I'm going to talk you through the recipe. They're quick, they're delicious. This one's a wee bit different because we're going to serve it with pork, but a lean pork fillet, which is very, very lean. Mm-hmm. You could do it with chicken, you could do it with just vegetables, and you could do it with some prawns. And I mean, like, if you gather up some of these ingredients, you can actually eat very healthily and you can save money because, you know, it's not that there's anything wrong with takeaways and everything in moderation, but when you're cooking from scratch, Kira, you know, and just for the viewers, that, you know, you're going to know what goes into your food, and that's really important, I think.
Absolutely. And we've got a starter as well.
Yeah, so we got a really nice kind of like, it's a kind of like a satay prawn sticks and done with some lime. So the prawns, the main ingredients in satay is coconut milk, crunchy peanut butter, usually that's what I like to use, some lime juice and some sugar. And we'll go through some of the ingredients, we'll talk about that because there's a wonderful Irish company called Thai Gold. You'll know them, they're based in Wexford, and I think their products are the best. And we've been using them in McNean House for nearly over 20 years. I just think they're just fabulous people. I just think it's all organic, there's no MSG, it's very natural products, and it's an Irish company. I know they're not produced in Ireland, but they're made in Thailand, and I just think there's no one to touch them. So we'll kind of go through that. So these are the prawn sticks that are done on little lemongrass skewers, but you can do them on bamboo skewers, and you can do them with chicken. Because I was thinking when we were talking before Christmas, you know, your dad, not a big lover of fish. So, you know, and I'm thinking of some of my family too, because they'd love this recipe, the satay flavors and all that, but done with chicken, which is perfect.
Yeah,
so perfect. Some skinless chicken breasts. So you make up a little kind of marinade with some curry powder, some oil, and you marinate your chicken, and then you make up a satay sauce. So coconut milk, lime juice, a little bit of chili, or you can use sweet chili sauce into that, and then a little bit of lime juice, as I said, and I like some soya sauce into it, and crunchy peanut butter. That's the key. There's an Irish company, you'd know them, Nutshed.
I was just about to say they are. Oh my God, it is best peanut butter I've tasted.
It really is. It's excellent. And, you know, I suppose I first met them at Bloom, and obviously we haven't done Bloom in the Phoenix Park with Borbia for a couple of years now. But I thought these are clever. These are clever, clever ladies, and their products are wonderful. So look out for their crunchy peanut butter. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And they're words of daughters of Country Quest, Eliza and Evie. It's a great story that they actually started up, you know, trying to actually do like healthy products when they were on the go themselves, when they were doing Country Choice market events. And then their peanut butter actually came out of that. But it's fantastic. They're smooth and they're crunchy.
And, you know, they're great. They're great. You know, they're grown up surrounded by great food, like Peter Ward. He's one of the best in the country. You know, his premises, his whole focus and thinking behind Irish food. He was one of the first that I grew up and really following and admiring. I think he's a wonderful. So it's great to get an Irish kind of like made peanut butter. And as you said, the crunchy one I prefer because it's a bit more texture, but it's totally up to you.
I actually do a mix of both.
I do a
bit of smooth and then crunchy. But actually it was very funny because I interviewed them for Irish Crunch Magazine last year. And they said to me, you know, they were kind of running things by their dad because he was the food expert, and said, I don't know, girls, I don't think this peanut butter will ever take off.
Wow.
Look.
Isn't that interesting? My God. Jesus, so you're great.
They said they joke with him now about it.
Kira, in the little dressing and also in the little pickle dipping sauce, there's rice wine vinegar. So we'll talk through some of the ingredients. You can get them in every supermarket now.
Yes.
If you just go to the Asian area in the supermarket where you have your coconut milk, your curry paste, all that, you'll be able to get all this. It's incredible. You know, you don't have to go to specialized Asian shops anymore.
Brilliant.
You can, but you don't need to. So so with the prawns, we're using the tiger tail prawns, and they're a little bit firmer. You can use the Dublin Bay prawns, which are more expensive, they're a wee bit softer, but the tiger tail prawns are perfect. And you can get ones that are peeled and deveined, just put them onto the skewers, marinate them, as I said, and they'll be cooked literally in 4 to 5 minutes. They won't take long to cook at all, because when you cook them in a hot pan, or you can grill them, or you can bake them in the oven, you can barbecue barbecue them. I know it's not the time of year, but you can. Some people barbecue all year round. And what you can do then is you just cook them really, really quickly so that they don't toughen up and become rubbery. Your little dressing and your dipping sauce can be made ahead. So that's the satay that'll keep for a week in your fridge. Your right. dipping sauce, which is cucumber, a little bit of lime, palm sugar. Palm sugar is a very distinctive flavoured sugar. We use it a little bit in the restaurant for mojitos. So we do in the bar. So it's palm sugar we get from Thai Gold. And it's slightly caramelised. It's a very distinctive flavour. If you can't get it, brown sugar will work perfectly for this. Don't be worrying and say, I can't get this. No problem. Cucumber goes into that, a little bit of chilli. So it's very fresh. That dipping sauce, that dipping cucumber is absolutely delicious. And this will make a lovely light starter or a light main course if you want.
And Evan, just the bamboo sticks, do you soak them?
Yes, good, very good. Kira, I would always soak them because it just stops them from burning. Soak them in cold water for about maybe 10 minutes. That's all they need. And the bamboo is like a little sponge. It'll absorb the water. So it's going to keep whatever you put on it, whether it's your prawns, your chicken, it's going to keep it really moist. So that's a really good tip that you just said. Well done. Good one.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so then bring us on to our pad thai.
Okay, so we'll talk about the pork fillet, because people think pork, oh my God, it has this fatty reputation. No, it doesn't. Pork fillet is very lean, and Irish pork is delicious. Get it trimmed. Pork fillet is the most expensive and leanest cut. So it's not a cheap cut, but it's a beautiful cut for this. Mm-hmm. So if you get your butcher to trim off the little membrane, and then you have pure pork, you slice that really thinly. And then I'm just going to just talk through the recipe. I have it here in front of me, because there's a lot of different elements in this. So we'll talk about the pan thai that goes into this. So if you cut your pork the size of your thumb, that, you know, so it's a nice and kind of thin kind of and not too thick piece of meat. So into this, Kira, we're using nice bird's eye chili, small chili, fiery. Okay. But you can use some dry chili or you can use some sweet chili sauce, some rice wine vinegar. I spoke about that. Dark soya sauce, shrimp paste. Now, this is interesting. The only place that I know you'll get this for sure is the Asian market. And when you open it, it doesn't smell nice, but it really is important, because in Thailand, this is a recipe that I got from a Thai cookery school that I went over, and I'd done a day of cooking. And every January, you know, we close. So before the twins were born, we used to go to Thailand, and I loved it, and I bought my mom, and I'd be there doing the preparation and the chopping, and they'd come over and say to you in the cookery school, "You're very good at chopping." And I'd say to them, "Kira, I do like cooking." I didn't tell them I was a chef. But what I love about food and cooking, and Thai food in particular, is that it's delicious and it's fresh, and you're always learning about their ingredients. So that's the shrimp paste. And we spoke about the palm sugar. You mix that all together with the pork, so it's like a little marinade. And then you stir fry the pork. You kind of lightly brown that off, and then you take that over to the side. Now, the main ingredient is this, is these flat Thai noodles and Thai Gold. And they're a rice noodle. They're not an egg noodle. That's the difference in this. I don't think I've ever seen a pad thai with egg noodles. They're always rice noodles. And remember, rice noodles, they're gluten-free, which is perfect.
So okay, great.
Just check back to your soya sauce that it is gluten-free. Excuse me. So some limes go into you boil up your noodles. It goes back into the wok. You're going to crack in a couple of eggs into this, two eggs, some shallots, some garlic, bean sprouts. So you kind of cook this all together. Your pork is cooked. It's on a plate. You add that in. You mix that. It's all mixed through with the noodles, which are cooked. There's a little bit of work in this. It sounds like a lot of work, but it's not. Pour boiling water over the noodles and they're cooked. Your pork can be trimmed, your butcher can do that, and do up your little marinade. So the main flavouring in this, Kira, is an ingredient called nam pla, which is like a fermented fish sauce.
Yes. And that's pretty easy to get.
Absolutely. Every supermarket will have it. And in Thailand, they don't use salt. This is what they use for their seasoning. Okay. So it does smell strong. So please, just for anyone watching this, don't be put off by this. This is crucial in this recipe. It really needs it. And then the bean sprouts add crunchy flavour to it. And then peanuts. They love peanuts there. Mm. So the peanuts are usually toasted and salted. They chop that, sprinkle it over, and then some spring onion and a little bit of coriander. And that's it. It can be done in a wok, which is really, really quick and healthy and nutritious. So it's a very healthy recipe. Because you have your eggs, you have your lovely pork. Mm-hmm. You can do this with more vegetables, peppers, or that. I've had this with prawns, Kira, and it really is delicious.
And I mean, you know, a lot of the recipes that we do for this series, it's all about kind of prepping in advance because, you know, you have people over and you don't want to be cooking the whole time. And I know it sounds like you're doing a lot when, you know, just before you serve, but if you've everything chopped and ready to go, it's really just assembling it, isn't it?
I totally agree with you. If we go back to our prawn recipe, because the satay sauce can be made, as I said, nearly a week ahead. Your dipping sauce, which is with the cucumber, it's like a pickled cucumber, to be honest with you, because it's a little bit of rice wine vinegar. That can be done a week or two ahead. And then all you do is assemble your prawns, cook them, a little drizzle of the sauce, and you have this, honestly, it's such a simple starter. And you're right too, Kira, about the pad thai. It's a lot of chopping. Your butcher will do the pork for you. You just prepare your shallots and your spring onion and your chilies. Be careful with the chilies, wear gloves and wash your hands. And and you can have it as a spicy or non-spicy if you want. It's totally up to you.
And Evan, can we go back to the shrimp paste? If you don't have an Asian market near you, and you can't get it, is there anything you can substitute it with?
That's a really good question. I would probably use more of the nam pla, or you could actually get some prawns and you could chop it into it. It really gives a lovely umami kind of flavour and kind of like a slightly fishy taste to it, because it is shrimp. It's ground down shrimp, so it's slightly pickled. You get that little hint of vinegar. So don't beat yourself up if you can't get it. There's absolutely no problem. The key ingredients for me is the peanuts, is the chilli, is the lime. There's a lot of interesting flavours in this. The lime will give lovely freshness. And if you find it too sharp, Kira, put a little pinch, just a pinch of some palm sugar or brown sugar, and that will bring it all back to life. And as I say, using the pork and that, I think it's a very simple recipe.
Absolutely. And it really kind of like, you know, if you're really trying to be very healthy in January, like it's very, like it's healthy, but like you're still getting a really kind of like, you feel like you're getting a takeaway.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, like as you said, fake away or take away my way. It's a bit of fun, so it is. And I think you know, January can be a long month for people, and they're just waiting maybe to get paid or whatever. But we still need to enjoy food as much as we can, and of course, be a little bit more, you know, health conscious. And I think these two recipes, they're very, like, you can use a low-fat coconut milk. I should have said that. I must give you a good tip. I asked Norman from Thai Gold. I said, you know, you don't sell low-fat coconut milk. And he said, why would I bring water halfway around the world? So what he's told me, just for your listeners and viewers, is if you get a can of coconut milk, full fat, put that into a bowl and put the same amount of cold water, that's your low-fat coconut milk done. You're paying for water. Yeah, that's what he told me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, a good tip.
Look at us saving money for people in January as well.
I'll tell you, there's no one better than a caravan man to save money any time of the year. It doesn't have to be January. Now, Kira, I suppose I'm going to ask you now, because you're the wine expert, and I know we're trying to cut back and be good and whatever. But a wee treat and spicy food. I'm interested to see what wines you've picked now for this.
Yeah. So do you remember when we were back in October, you did your curry night? And one of the pairings I did on that occasion was Riesling. I'm going to pull it out again, because back then I explained that Riesling is a really great wine to pair with takeaways and fakeaways. And that's because the likes of Indians and Asian food and Chinese and the likes, they usually have a spice to them. And when it comes to food and wine pairing, if you have some spice, it's good to have a wine with the sweetness, because you don't want to overpower the flavors the meal you created. You really want to accentuate this, and you don't want to accentuate the spice. So Riesling has a little bit of sweetness, and it's got natural sugar. And, you know, it's a kind of a classic Asian food pairing. It's very compatible with like the hot and sour and salty and sweet elements of the dish. And it's fresh and fruity, and it's never too heavy. Now, the thing is, you know, I was looking at our dishes, though, Nevin, and this takeaway, you know, we, as you said, you can kind of monitor the spice. You can monitor the chili that you put into the pad thai. Our prawn satay isn't overly spicy, you know, it's a mild enough, so you don't want anything too sweet. So we're kind of looking for a dry wine, and there's actually six styles of Riesling, from dry to sweet. So for this one, we're going to go with something a little dry, and there's kind of two words that you should be looking out for in your label if you're going for a dry Riesling. Cabinet is so that's K-A-B-I-N-E-T-T, and that's one of the six styles that would be quite dry. And another word to look out for is trocken. So that means dry on the label. And also an interesting one to look at, if you can't find either of those words, is look at the alcohol percentage in it, right? Because if it's 8 to 10% alcohol, you can probably assume then that there's some residual sugar in it. If the alcohol is 11% or greater, the wine would most likely be in the drier style. So that's just kind of a tip if you're looking for a dry
reason. Very good. I didn't
know. So that word that we talked about, Pocken, so that is on the first wine, which is a Peter and Peter Riesling from Simply Better range at Dunn Stores. So it comes from the Mosel Valley, which is one of the best places in the world to source your Riesling. It's a very fresh and crisp wine. You get lots of juicy apple, a little bit of pear and apricot. It's got some zingy lime flavors and mineral acidity. Like, it's dry, but if you pay attention, you will find that heat of sweetness. Sorry, that hint of sweetness. I think this is going to go well with your fakeaways. It's very drinkable, so it works well on its own as well as with food. So €15. Not too bad for January. I think this is a good wine. I'm going to the next one I have is a little bit up on budget. It's at $28.95. But I guess my thinking behind this is sometimes people are like, you know what? I am watching my finances in January or whatever, but I'm also watching what I drink. So I prefer to maybe spend a little bit more on one bottle of wine rather than buying two or whatever. So if you're thinking, right, let's drink less but drink better quality, this one, the Robert Weil Riesling, it would be a very good one. Again, you've got the Trocken on the label, so you know that it's the dry style. Now, this would be a very famous name in the world of Riesling. It's a top quality vineyard, very good mineral rich soils, and I suppose that's reflected in the grapes and in the wines. So you're still getting that lovely apple and pear flavors, but it's also got a citrusy lemon flavor, touch of pineapple, and I also picked up a little bit of mango, and these like lovely ripe exotic fruit flavors, they're going to complement the kind of exotic Asian flavors really well. It's also got good balance, good acidity to balance the natural residual sugars, and it's got a lovely textured silky palate. So it is a little bit more expensive, but it is a beautiful Riesling to try.
So you've given the option of two different Rieslings there, which is very interesting, Kira, you know, to go with the both dishes, isn't it? That didn't work well with either dish, the prawn or the pad thai with the pork.
Absolutely. Now, I do have two reds for you as well. Now, I will be honest, white should probably be a better wine choice for this meal, but not everyone is a white wine drinker. And don't drink white just because, you know, it goes better. You know, if drink what you like. That is always the best approach. And if you are thinking, I just want a red wine, it's the winter, I'm cold, I don't want to be drinking a chilled red or a chilled white, I want something, you know, that's a bit more warming, then I would say a Beaujolais would be a really good pairing with this wine. So for red wine and pad thai pairings, you really want to stick to light and fruity red wines. A bold red wine is going to crush the flavors, and they tend to be higher in alcohol and tannin, and these elements will just make your mouth burn if you've got a pad thai that's really spicy. A Beaujolais, it will, like,
that's,
you know,
good.
It is. The higher alcohol will just blow the head off you, like, you know. So a Beaujolais, it's a light-bodied red wine with high acidity, low tannins. It's fruity. It does a wonderful job, actually. It's really good with the pad thai of keeping the palate cleansed and refreshed, along with kind of highlighting all those individual flavors that you talked about, like the nuts and the scallions and the bean sprouts, you know, so it really does work well. It's a French wine, the Gamay grape, and it's very versatile and food friendly. So the first one I have is a Fleury. So this is just a type of Beaujolais, which is from Aldi. It's $8.99. And this is ticking the boxes as it's light bodied and balanced. It's got lovely red fruit flavors, so raspberries and strawberries will shine through here, but you also got to pick up like notes of pepper. It's not the most complex of red wine, but it's balanced with some acidity, and you know, if you're on a budget this January for $8.99, this is a very good choice. Now the other one that I've picked, I haven't totally blown the budget, but this is $16.95, and this comes from O'Brien's. It's called the Chasson Beaujolais Village. And you know what's really interesting about this one, Nevin, is the name behind it is the Chasson Perrier-Fee is actually owned by the iconic champagne house Bollinger. So not surprisingly, it's recognized for its quality, consistency of its wine. You know, you'll get those strawberry and raspberry flavors with a hint of cherry, but it's quite nuanced with some minerality. You know, it's light and fun, but you are kind of stepping up. It's quite elegant. It's got silky soft tannins. I'd actually chill this a little bit, slightly, you know, before you have your fake whey. It'll soften the structure and it really will make a very good wine pairing. So for $16.95, I think this is a really good wine for the price backer set us in.
That looks lovely. And I mean, either of those reds aren't going to overpower, as you said, the spice.
No, yeah.
That's really important tip.
Yeah, like you don't want to go big and bold. A Malbec probably would be too big and bold for something like this. You want to keep it light. You know, it's a delicate enough meal in terms of the flavors and stuff like that. You don't want to go too bold. So yeah, a Beaujolais I think would work very well.
Well done, you. My God, some great choices there.
Do you like Beaujolais?
Yeah, I do. And it's very popular. I mean, like we do a different flurry, as you know, Blaine, and she's big into her wines and that. And it's interesting what you've picked. For me, I would agree with you. I think a white is better with certain I think a Riesling would work better personally. If I was definitely having that, I think a Riesling would work really well with either of those recipes. I think you're right.
Thanks, Nevin. Okay, great. So guys, that is our January edition of Entertaining Family and Friends. And we'll have to get our thinking caps on for February.
Well, it's your Valentine's around the corner. We might do something.
There we go. It'll be very romantic.
Romantic.
I'll be wearing my red for that.
I have the violin out. Ira, can I wish you and everyone a very, very happy and healthy new year. And please go with good food and surrounded by good people. That's all we want, isn't it?
Absolutely. And many happy returns and hopefully less pandemic this year.
Please God. Thanks, Ira, for everything.
Happy New Year. Thanks.
You too, Pet. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this Irish Farmers Journal podcast. You can find all our podcasts at farmersjournal.ie/podcast and on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.